There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 6th edition. And it is a locked and loaded 15-game slate. Hopefully everybody did well on their Monday action, little 7-day slate, some fun stuff. Phillies, anybody? Odubel Herrera, anybody? Checking in just to make sure we got that one figured out. That was just awesome. And then Samardzija, typical Samardzija start. Makes you bang your head against the wall in the first inning, and then he just deals 7 innings, doesn't give up another run, retires over 18 straight, 10 Ks. The guy's locked in right now. He'll have his bad starts, but overall he is phenomenal, and they keep mispricing him like that. He is just great. I heard so many guys say, fade Samardzija, fade Samardzija. I get it, because he can blow up, but my God, on a slate like that with so many question marks, I was just shocked as the day went on, certain hot takes that were out there. It was just crazy. But let's get into your Tuesday action, 15 games. Quick look at the weather on your slate. 15 games, there's always some interesting stuff. Slight chances in Baltimore and New York, but just very slight, nothing too crazy. St. Louis and Cincinnati of Great American Small Park needed any help. You got the wind blowing out to right field at 12 miles an hour. We'll definitely be talking about bats there. Angels, Tigers, wind blowing out at 15 in the right center. Given these numbers, definitely going to change when Roth gives his report. These are just what this initial read says, but wind blowing out regardless, something to keep an eye on. Only slight chances in Atlanta tonight, so we're looking good there. If they leave the roof open in Milwaukee, wind's blowing out to right. In Texas, it's already going to be hot. Game time's going to be almost 90 degrees, a little bit of humidity. Ball's going to be flying in Texas, as we saw. Mets, Rangers. And to help it out, the wind is blowing out hard to right field. Whew, Jacob deGrom is in action there, folks, and I am staying away. Marlins, Cubs, wind blowing in hard from left field. You know, didn't stop Chris Bryant from dropping an absolute moonshot yesterday. It almost went out of left field even with the wind blowing in. That ball was destroyed. But overall, like you saw, Butler threw great. Straley, not his best effort. And that's why I usually try to avoid him. But on that 7-game slate, he was a good option. But wind blowing in hard again. Keep an eye on those arms. As you keep going on, we got Coors in play. Wind blowing in slightly from center. Nothing too crazy. Slight chances of rain. Nothing too crazy there either. If they leave the roof open in Arizona, wind's blowing out to right. Oakland, wind blowing out to center. And that's about it. It, knock on wood, we really don't have any crazy rain problems today. Let's hope that stays the same. Let's get into it. Your pitching, your top-priced pitcher. Let me give you your totals real quick. Sorry. You have Pittsburgh, Baltimore's at 9, Red Sox, Yankees at 9, Cardinals, Reds at 9, Angels, Tigers at 9, White Sox, Rays only 7.5, Archer, Quintana. Phillies, Braves, 8.5. Giants, Brewers, 9. Mets, Rangers, 9. Indians, Rockies, 11. Padres, D-backs, 9. Blue Jays, A's, 8. Twins, Mariners, 8. Nationals, Dodgers, 7.5. Still waiting on a couple other totals on the slate. But some good-looking games to target there. Now to your pitch in your top-priced arm, Mad Max Scherzer, $13,000 at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mad Max is amazing. I don't really need to go too deep into this. Last 30 days, he's sixth on the barrel FIP leaderboard, getting barreled 4.2% or 3% of the time. Barrel FIP at 2.73, striking out 35% of the batters he's facing. Yes, 35%. Only Chris Sale on the last 30 days on this leaderboard. On this leaderboard, not overall. Last 30 days on the leaderboard has a better K percentage. It is 35.22. So by 22 hundredths. Mad Max is really good. I'm not going to get too much into it. Dodgers strike out 23% of the time versus righties. We know they can hit righties. That's been well documented on this podcast and elsewhere. They do have the third lowest total on the board. It's not the lowest. The third lowest are 372. Lefties hitting 319. Righties only hitting 204 off the Mad Max. Their ISOs dropped down to an average ISO of 167, but it's still 331 WOBA, which is very solid. Mad Max, like I always say, and seems like more often than not it comes true with Mad Max, he's going to give up a home run or two. Just the things he does. But he's also going to strike out double digits almost every time out. He had a stretch there at Atlanta and at Philly where he had 6 and 8 Ks. But then prior to that, he's just a K machine. Getting you nearly 30-plus points in every start, which is what you're going to need for that price tag. That price tag is insanity. There's really good pitching in the four-digit range, so you don't have to pay up. But it was real interesting last night with only one big-priced option in Carlos Martinez. Everyone swore he'd be chalk. He really wasn't that high-owned at all. He was very, very low. So I'm not by any means saying go all in on Max. There will be value bats we can attack tonight, so you can build a lineup around him. But he's very expensive. He's going to have to go crazy. Like when I talk about Kershaw, he has to go off or it's a complete loss. This is the same deal. He's going up against a good Dodgers lineup. So, but good ballpark to pitch in. I think he's in a great, great spot tonight. If you can afford it, go for it. Next up, Robbie Ray, $11,900 at home against the Padres. My God, how little Robbie has grown up. That price tag, my goodness. He hasn't been over four digits all year. His highest price was 98. His last time out, he was 96. I'll give you a quick run through on Robbie Ray. We love Robbie Ray here at Quick Hits. We use him a lot. We use him on the road. In his career, in 185 home innings, 5.59 ERA. On the road, 214 and two-thirds home innings, a 3.31 ERA. Let's get down to where it gets real fun. This year has been the epitome of splits. I know it's a small sample size, but 26 and two-thirds home innings, 6.75 ERA. That is, in those 26 and two-thirds innings, 20 earned runs, 6 home runs, 16 walks, 31 strikeouts, getting crushed. 5.15 slugging, 3.84 WOBA. You take him on the road, 42 and a third road innings. So we're not quite 2-to-1 ratio, but he's pitched a lot on the road, obviously. 0.64 ERA. Only one home run on the road. 53 Ks, .32 average on the road, 184 WOBA. He's a completely different pitcher at home. And that's a tough ballpark in Arizona, as we talked about Coors Light. Now, you know, Robbie can go out there and deal. No question about it. No question about it. But going up against the Padres, you look also at his splits this year. Lefties, he hasn't given up a home run to a lefty all year. Righties, 7 home runs. You got Renfro, who's on fire. You got Hedges, Will Myers. They'll have some right-handed thump in that lineup. The Padres, by no means, are good. We know that for a fact. Like, they're a bad, bad offense. When you look at the Padres versus left-handed pitching, I'm right here. Yeah, they're 30th in baseball. They have a 198 average versus lefties. Let's get into the good stats. I forgot to push the right button here. Advanced. I want the good stuff. There it is. Okay, Padres 262 WOBA, a K percentage of 22.7. and an ISO of 122. So below average in all categories versus lefties. It's a really interesting situation for Robbie Ray. There's no sugarcoating this. He's striking out on the season, or in the last 30 days, Robbie Ray is striking out 27.8% of the batters he faces, but he walks a little over 10%. Big concern there. I'm just trying to give you all the things to sugarcoat your Robbie Ray dreams tonight. Padres almost a 14 total. Lefties hitting 288, righties 324 in the last year and a half against Robbie Ray. But like I said, 264 wOBA, 122 ISO. Bad stuff. So you got, pick your poison. Padres are just bad against left-handed pitching. They're bad against most pitching, period. We target the Padres all the time. Now you got Robbie Ray at home, who is dreadful. Those numbers, like, folks, those are horrific numbers. So take it with a grain of salt. The one last thing I'm going to leave you with, let me tell you his points on his home starts for DraftKings. Against the Dodgers, 11.4. Against the Rockies, 22.2. Against Detroit, 11.3. Against Pittsburgh, minus 1. Those are his four home starts. On the road, he's been masterful. 46.9, 36, 30.3, 26.5, 27.3, 29.6. Phenomenal. It's very, very... I like risk. This is like gun to your head, Russian roulette style. Because if, like, Padres stack is in... A small stack is in play. I'm not even kidding. Like, a Will Myers, Renfro two-man stack is in play in this matchup. It's very intriguing. But if you're going to go with him, he should, quote-unquote, should be low-owned. Because of everything I'm telling you, most people should see this stuff. So I don't blame you for doing the ownership angle here in a GPP. Cash game, don't even touch him. Don't touch him at all. There's other options. Just beware. That's odd. I know it's long-winded, but I just wanted to give you all the angles on that. Be very, very careful. Because the biggest thing at price tag, that thing's $2,100 higher, or $2,000 higher than any price tag he's had all year. And now he's at home. If he's on the road, I'd be all in. You'd be like the Rounders. I'd be splashing the pot. But I can't do it tonight. Not all in. Next up, Jacob DeGrom, 10-9 at Texas. I will pass. We move on to Chris Archer, 10-6 at home against the White Sox. Just like Robbie Ray, we like home road splits. Mentioned before, Archer is a beast at home. Beast at home. Going up against the White Sox, Archer striking out in the last 30 days. He's fifth best on the barrel FIP. Striking out 33.33% of the batters he's faced, walking about 8.5%, getting barreled 2.84% of the time. Archer's been good. Really, really good. You got the White Sox, who are striking out 23.1% of the time. They have the lowest team total on the board, 3.40. Lefties hitting 307, righties 291. Off Archer, below average wOBA of 291, average ISO of 148. Archer, great spot tonight. I will be targeting him quite a bit. He should be popular. I wouldn't be surprised if he's chalk, especially in the five-digit range. I love him. I love Scherzer the best, but if you're not paying 13, I 1,000% understand. If you're not paying for Scherzer, I'd pay for Archer if you're paying up. And then Ray and DeGrom, Huta. Those are two gambles. Massive gambles. We move on to the next price range now. Marco Estrada, $9,200. Marco has been just filthy. Got beat up against the Yankees his last time out at home. Beat up. Prior to that, pitching really good baseball. Really, really good. So we're hoping he rebounds. He goes to Oco Coliseum, which is much, much better than the Rogers Center. Like I said, Oakland offense. Estrada striking out 27.2% of the batters he faces, while the Oakland A's strike out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's a flyball pitcher. Got to be a little careful about that. Like I said, wind's blowing out in Oakland, so keep that in mind. But team total 382. Lefties hitting 271. Righties 306 off of Estrada. Healy double-dong last night. He's on fire. He got K with the Chris Davis, maybe Pender. Those are your big righties to worry about in that lineup. The A's do have a 319 wOBA, which is a little about average, and a 207 ISO, which is outstanding right-handed pitching. So they're a threat, but they're that inconsistent threat that we just – that there's a constant pain in our side. But Estrada, always low-owned, always. Always low-owned, so very much in play tonight at $9,200. Jake Arrieta, 9,000 people are just fed up with Jake the Snake, but he's been consistent his last three starts, 21.3, 19.9, 25.3. price tag's down to 9,000 and just keeps dropping, and I'll take the bait if you want to flash it in front of me. He's at home against the Miami Marlins. Marlins are nothing special. Jake struck out 7, 9, and 6 his last three starts. Give me 6+. I'll take that right now. Arrieta striking out 26.5% of the batters he faces, while Marlins strike out about 20.5% of the time. He got a decent low hard contact rate, low walk rate, which we love. His Sierra definitely shows that there'll be some regression on his ERA, and he's been showing it in his last couple starts, like I mentioned. You got Miami with a team total. Is not out yet because we're still waiting on that total because of the win, because it's Chicago. But lefty's hitting 305, righty's only 260 off Jake the Snake. Average WOBA, average ISO for the Marlins. So with that wind blowing in, the improvements we've seen from Jake, we know he likes to feed that freaking gopher ball from time to time. He just throws it out there, just like Mad Max does, but Max has much better stuff than Jake. But like last start, a homer, two homers prior to that, none, two. He gives up the long ball. But his last start at home, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, no earned runs, 6 Ks, 25.3 points. I will definitely have some Jake Arrieta at 9,000 at home against the Miami Marlins. He's been low-owned quite a bit lately, hoping it stays that way. One of my favorite pitchers in this price range, $8,800, James Paxton at home against the Minnesota Twins. Came back from the DL his last time out. On a small pitch count, still only threw 74 pitches, went 5 1/3, 3 hits, no earned, 6 Ks, 10 ground balls to 3 fly balls. 26.2 on that pitch count. The pitch count will be much, much better today. I'm assuming he'll be 85 to 90 at the worst, if not the reins will be off. I haven't seen an exact announcement yet, but then again, we didn't see an announcement on a pitch count until about right about lock time last time. So hopefully we get a little more info there, but I'm hoping 85 to 90 pitches at home against the Twins. Paxton is just awesome. The guy's a freak. Striking out over 30% he faces. You got Twins striking about 20% of the time versus lefties. Huge swinging strike rate. Very, very limited hard contact. 28% hard contact, which is just outstanding. Mad Max is 26.1. 28% is just nuts. Going against the Twins, second lowest team total on the board, 3-4-2. Even lower than the Dodgers versus Scherzer, and barely higher than the 3-4-0 of White Sox versus Archer. I will definitely have some Archer Paxton, Scherzer Paxton lineups. Lefty's hitting 286, righty's 282, below average 299 WOBA, and a barely average ISO of 133 versus lefties. Paxton, you know, sure you got Sano and Dozier and company, but phenomenal matchup. The guy has been great. Slip ups happen, so don't think it like they're impossible. He's not, nothing is automatic in baseball. But Paxton, phenomenal spot, phenomenal price tag. If he becomes healthy again and gets a regular pitch count, pitches the way he can, we'll be seeing Robbie Ray prices one day. Take advantage of the 88 while you can. We move on to some gambles now at Chase Anderson at $7,900. Back to back phenomenal starts. Really, really solid stuff. 31.4 and 39.4 points his last two starts. Both went 7 innings at New York, at home against Arizona. Both no earned runs, 7 Ks, 11 Ks. Great stuff from Chase. Great stuff. Been pretty good this year overall. We're looking at Chase Anderson. He's striking out 22.5% of the batters he faces. Giants striking out almost 20% versus righties. Didn't strike out a ton against Garrett, and that was the downside to Gary yesterday for the most part. His pitch count went up. Didn't strike out a ton. So if Chase Anderson keeps that control, doesn't walk guys, limits the damage like he's been doing, the Ks, he should get you 6, 7, 8 Ks. Giants 4-3-2 total. Lefty's hitting 293, righty's 374. Giants, you know, they put out probably, what, 5? 4, Crawford, Belt, at least 4, sometimes 5 or 6 lefties in that lineup, but 4 for sure. You got Span, Crawford, Belt, and Panic. They'll be out there for sure. You just got to see who they put in the outfield. But at least 4 lefties. Rice hitting 374, 281 WOBA, 128 ISO. Nunez is hot. That's a good righty to target against Chase, the way he gives it up to righties, reverse splits guy. But as a whole, Chase definitely in play against the struggling Giants team, $7,900. We go down to some massive gambles now. We're below 7K. Below 7K. I'm going to kick you off with Kevin Gausman at $6,900. Just hear me out. Hear me out first. His last three starts, he's actually looked really good. 2 earned runs in each of his last three starts. Gone at least 5 innings, 6 in 2 of those 3. Almost 7. He tried, almost finished 7 at Houston. He's given up at least 8 hits in those 3, so that's been struggling. He's only gotten 12.2, 10.2, 12.9. But you got to look at the upside here for the punt you're playing. If he limits the hits, that's a starter. He's at home against Pittsburgh. You limit the hits, he's given up home runs, which he does. But like his last start, he pitched great against the Yankees. We had 5 walks. That killed his fantasy points. Prior to that, it was all the hits and just only 2 Ks. But he's got 4-2, 5 in his strikeouts. It's a massive gamble. Like, but he's been pitching much, much, much better of late. And he's at home against Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh will have the DH. Keep that in mind. They're striking out 18.6% of the time versus righties. Gausman's striking out about 15%, but how's he done in the last 30 days? Last 30 days, yeah, almost 17% strikeout rate. So nothing crazy. That's, like I told you, that's one of the downsides, but we're punting. This is a punt. When it comes to Pittsburgh, even against Gausman, only a 4.32 total is like middle of the pack tonight. Lefties hitting 298, righties 368. Average wOBA, average ISO versus right-handed pitching. So massive gamble. Should be super low owned because everyone's just had enough of Gausman. That's why I wanted to bring him up because there is upside here with him. He has pitched really well his last 3 starts. So it's something to keep an eye on. I know many were huge on him coming into the year. He has great stuff. He's just been a disaster this year. And maybe something's clicking and he starts limiting those walks and gets back to his strikeouts that we know he has. And boom, we got a guy we can use again. So as a punt, as a gamble, Gausman is in play for me tonight. Daniel Norris at home against the Angels. This guy is so frustrating because the talent's there just like Gausman, but it's so inconsistent. He doesn't walk many, but he gives up the big home runs from time to time. Back to 3 of his last 4 starts, 3 earned runs or less. He had 1 blow up against Texas. The Kansas City game, he just didn't do much strikeout-wise. Prior to that, though, 18.7, 12.8, 10.8. 10.8 was even, or 12.8 was even with the 5 runs. Last start against the Angels on May 13th at the Angels, 5 2/3, 7 hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 10.8. Get a few more Ks, give me 15 plus points. It's not a bad start at $6,700. You got Norris. Where is he at? Strikes out almost 20% he faces, while the Angels strike out about 19% of the time versus lefties. Angels team total of 4.21, lower than Pittsburgh's, by the way. Lefties hitting 305, righties 346. Average wOBA of 308, below average ISO of 127. It's an intriguing play. Simmons, Escobar, Pujols, Cron. Options are there for the Angels, no doubt about it. But keep Norris in mind as a potential punt, but I think the ceiling's low, but it's not bad. It's crazy. My favorite punt of the night, David Paulino. I was all over him. If you listen to the podcast on May 31st in his first start, where he went 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks, 89 pitches, 17.4 points. He was 4K that day. Talk about a price bump, folks. He's up to $6,200. Pitch count should be much better. Well, he's at 89 pitches in that one. It's just like a typical rookie. Pitches around. He was lights out. He got in trouble in the 4th inning, basically. He was on fire those first 3 innings. And he's going up against a Royals team that, you know, they got shut down by Mike Fiers last night. That team, it's like they blow up once or twice a week. The rest of the week, they're so bad. It's like I say with the Padres, you just target a team enough, it pays off. Paulino, he strikes out. He strikes out about, this is a bad sign, but 47.1%. That was just, you know, in this start. He's not that good, but he's got a good K rate like you saw in his last start, like I mentioned before. Royals strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They don't have a team total up yet because they have a new pitcher coming in. But lefties, another small sample. Take it with a grain of salt. But when it comes to the Royals, they have a wOBA of 296, which is below average versus righties, and a decent ISO of, or an average ISO of 151. So, yeah, nothing scary. Paulino, 6,200, very worthy gamble at a punt. So there's your long-winded pitching report. You got Scherzer at 13,000, Robbie Ray at 11,900, buyer beware. Archer 10,600, who I do like a lot. Estrada 92, definitely in play. Arrieta 9,000, Paxton 88, Anderson 79, Paulino 62, Gausman 69, Norris 67. Archer, Estrada, Arrieta, Paxton, those are my top 4 outside of Max is the obvious, but within reasonable price range Archer, Estrada, Arrieta, Paxton. I might have Paxton number one on that list, price-wise and upside-wise, but it's probably like Paxton, Archer, and Arrieta and Estrada are basically tied for me. I like those four a ton, and then build around that with the others would be my opinion, or just mix and match those and put your bats around it. We do have Coors in place. You might have to save some money. I might throw an interesting like Chase Anderson, Paulino lineup together and pay for some Coors bats. It's an option. But let's check out those bats. We'll start out with your catchers. By the way, nothing but a G-Thing baby is pitching for Texas tonight. So the Mets, not only is that ballpark lively, you got Dylan G on the mound. God bless you, Rangers. God bless you. So keep that in mind. For Seattle, Mike Zunino, $3,400 for Santiago. Swing the bat decent this year, not a ton, but good home run upside. Will be low owned. Santiago has been a disaster in the last 30 days. The highest barrel FIP in all of baseball. He's getting barreled up almost 10% of the time. Really bad. Really bad stuff. So Angels are... No, Mariners definitely in play. Real quick, when it comes to lefties hit 395, righties 315 off Santiago. So lefties actually hit him really, really well. Righties just fine. So Zunino, $3,400. Mentioned San Diego, even DraftKings priced them up for Robbie Ray. They priced Robbie Ray up, but they priced the bats up too, just to give you your what's up. But Austin Hedges, $3,400, power upside. Yeah, Matt Wieters, 3,400 versus McCarthy. I love McCarthy. We use him a lot. I just can't use him against Washington. There's other options, but if you want to gamble, he's not bad. Brian McCann at 3,200 is a steal. I mentioned him yesterday at 36 being a steal. He had a huge game, home run. He had like 23 or 25 points. $3,200 even better. He's facing Junis out of the minors. He's been phenomenal in the minors. No doubt about it. He was okay in his one spot start. You don't know how deep he's going to go, so he might get some Royals bullpen. And just in general, McCann's, that's just a cheap price for the upside. Jet Bandy, 3,200 versus Kane is in play. I wanted to use Lamet so bad in Arizona, but I can't do it in Chase. I got to see him there first. He's been great. We've used him every start so far, but I can't do it in Arizona. If Chris Herman's starting, catcher outfield eligible at 3,200. You got Roberto Perez of Cleveland and Coors at 32. If not, you can go down to Yan Gomes at they had him priced. Where did they have him priced at? Did I opie him? I was looking at it last night. What the fuck, DraftKings? We'll get to him in a minute then. I don't know where the heck he went. You got Manny Pena. If Bandy's not starting, Pena started last night, so Bandy should get the start tonight. But if not, Pena's 32. Got Tony Walters for Colorado's only 3,100 in Coors versus Clevenger. Clevenger I love as well, but not in Coors. You got Salvi Perez, 3K versus Paulino. Christian Vasquez, 3K versus Tanaka, both in play. Grandal's 3K if you feel like rolling those dice with a home run upside. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. As you go down the list, Martin Maldonado, very good versus lefties. Against Daniel Norris, $2,700, definitely in play. Cheaper catcher. Tucker Barnhart versus Wainwright at 27 is in play. Cameron Rupp versus the lefty Jaime Garcia is $2,700. I see DraftKings picked up on my little nap comment to you guys over and over again. He played great yesterday. You play him against right-handed pitching, so you're not going to play him tonight, but he's up to 3,200 while Rupp's all the way down to 27. DraftKings is starting to figure that one out at least. Got Sandy Leon at 26 versus Tanaka. Interesting play. Steven Vogt, 26 versus Estrada is a sneaky play if you're not playing Estrada. Both been very inconsistent, but not a bad matchup for him in that one. So catching is not the greatest tonight, to be totally honest. And I am trying to figure out why the hell I'm just blind right now. I know I saw it last night. I went over this and made lineups last night. Why the hell can't I find Yan Gomes? Did they price him up that much? Did I go right past him? Oh, that's why, because I wasn't scrolled all the way up when I started. I'm a genius. Okay, so above 3,400. You got Cervelli, 3,400 versus Gossman is definitely in play. If not, the backup is... if you're not playing Cervelli, the backup Elias Diaz is in. He's been showing some nice power upside. Decent play versus Gossman as a punt catcher at $2,900. Don't forget him. You got... JT Realmuto, 34. Alex Avila, 3,400. Chavez, Detroit's a sneaky play tonight. They're on fire right now. Chavez has been okay, but inconsistent. Detroit could be a very nice stack. There's Yan Gomes at 35 versus Sensatella. Still not a bad price for that power upside. Wilson Contreras versus the lefty Locke at 36 is a very interesting play, to say the least. Yadi Molina, 37 versus Adelman. Buster Posey, 43 versus Anderson. And then Gary Sanchez, 47 versus Palm. All in play. So you can pay up or you can go. I like the middle price guys. Pretty good value there. Going over to first base, Paul Goldschmidt, 55 versus Lamet. Goldie's always in play, especially in Arizona. Joey Votto, 5K versus Wainwright's a nice sneaky play. You got Zimmerman versus McCarthy. Looks like Boer's going to the DL, and that's a disappointment. Thames, big downer for everybody last night, all on the Thames train. He's 4,900 versus Kane. He's back in play tonight. Lucas Duda, 4,900 versus G is a great play. I love the Mets tonight. I'm guessing many do, but what a play. Marwin Gonzalez left late last night with a hand injury, so see if he's in the lineup. He's not a bad play versus Junis at 48. Matt Holliday versus the lefty Palm at 47 is definitely a play. Carlos Santana, 4,700 bucks and Coors against Sensatella is a good look. Jay Bruce, first base outfield eligible at 46. Play Duda at first, Bruce in the outfield. If you're playing your Mets, just throwing it out there. Rizzo's only 45. Don't worry about lefty-lefty. I tell you that every time. And seems to go yard at least half the time. Desmond, 45 in Coors. Encarnacion, 45 in Coors. You got Miggy Cabrera, 44. Crush Davis, 44 at home versus Nova. Yonder Alonso, 44. Sneaky play. Mark Reynolds is only 44 in Coors. Lomo, 43 versus the lefty Quintana. Justin Smoke went yard last night. He's 43 versus Hahn. Brandon Belt's 43. Very interesting play there. Albert Pujols, 42 versus Norris, I like. Josh Bell, 41. Matt Adams got a few points last night. Not what we were hoping for, but he's first base outfield eligible. 4K versus Nola. Definitely in play again tonight. It's $500 or $300 more, though. You got Ryan Healy, first base outfield eligible. He's up to 3,900. Double donged last night. He's streaking, folks. I told you he's streaking. This is what Ryan Healy does when he streaks. You either ride it or you watch. It's up to you. Kendrys Morales, 3,800 bucks versus Hahn's a very nice play. Will Myers, 3,800 versus Ray. That's some great value for the home run upside. In Coors Light, 3,800 bucks for Will Myers. My God, that is cheap. Wow. Whew. Trey Mancini, 37. Mitch Moreland, 37. Danny Valencia versus a lefty, 3,700. That's a great play. Good value there. Valencia's been on fire for the last month or so. Really swinging a good bat. 3,700 bucks. Good value for the upside. Versus Santiago, who I mentioned is worst in the last 30 days in all in barrels. Barrel FIP. Matt Carpenter, 37. Eric Hosmer, 36. You got Jose Abreu, 36. Jesse Aguilar, if you're not paying up for Thames, Aguilar's 3,600 versus Kane. Jaso Avila, I mentioned, 3,400. You could look into CJ Cron. I believe I was reading he is back. They sent Marte down. Yeah, he was recalled on Saturday. He is crushing it in the minors. We know he can hit lefties pretty well. He's 3,200 bucks versus Norris. So if you're not paying for Pujols or you just want a value with tremendous upside, CJ Cron at 3,200 bucks is definitely there. Like, huge upside for that price tag. Tommy Joseph went deep last night facing Jaime Garcia in Atlanta at 3,200 bucks. That is tremendous upside at that price tag. So there's a couple 3,200 guys to look at. If you want to pay up for pitching, you got some options. Or if you want a cooler stack, but you want to use one of these first basemen, it's not the worst option in the world. Not the normal option, but not the worst. And then you got Ricky Weeks Jr., 2,500 versus Quintana. He'll play versus the lefty. If you really want to punt, but I wouldn't. He's just so bad. Like, he'll go deep once every like 10 to 15 games. Second base, Jose Altuve, 55 versus Junis. You got Jose Peraza, 48 versus Waino. Murphy, a really solid play at 48 versus McCarthy. Neil Walker against G at 47. Yeah, the Mets are priced up, and rightfully so. But, man, if you can sneak them up, they might be that sneaky play outside of Coors, a stack instead of Coors. LeMahieu, 46 in Coors. You got Kipnis, 46 in Coors. I like that Kipnis play a lot if you're playing Coors. Jonathan Scope, 43 is in play. Guy's been hitting the ball really, really well. Castro, 4,300 versus Pomeranz, the solid play versus the lefty there. Cano, 4,300. Don't worry about lefty-lefty against Santiago. Chris Taylor, D. Gordon, Wilmer Flores has been swinging it really well against lefties and righties. We always play him against lefties, He's actually taken righties deep a couple times the last few days. He's second base, third base eligible, and he's $3,900 for a little piece of that Mets action if you need him. Probably over at third base, but you can use him. Jed Lowry, $3,700 versus Estrada, some decent value. Cesar Hernandez, 37. Scooter Jeanette, or not Scooter. Joe Panic, 36. Dozier's only $3,500 versus Paxton. Wow. I love Paxton. But in a world where I know he's on a pitch count and he might only go 5-6 innings, and then you get Seattle bullpen. If I don't have Paxton starting Dozier at $3,500, oh my God. Dozier at $3,500 is a great price. He rakes against lefties. He's one of like the few guys I'm worried about in this whole matchup against Paxton. So if he took Paxton deep, I wouldn't be surprised. Plus, like I mentioned, you get that bullpen. Wow. Get some Dozier for $3,500. Whew. Even if he puts up a zero, that is so much value. How many times have we seen him like around 5K all season long? That is just tremendous value there. Wow. That'd be good in like a Scherzer lineup. I'll tell you that much. You got Drury at $3,500 is an interesting play just because, you know, you're in Coors Light. Paul DeJong continues to hit well. He's up to $3,400 now. Eventually, they'll put him at third base because DraftKings just slow like that. But DeJong at 34 versus Adelman, definitely in play. Eric Sogard, he's been playing. I play him a lot as a punt play. His price tag keeps rising. When he plays, he usually leads off. He's second base shortstop eligible, and he's $3,300. It's a very good punt play. He even played well last night. Yeah, Solarte at 33 versus Ray. Brandon Phillips, 33. Interesting plays there. As we go down. Descalso, I tell you, if you need a punt, he's $3,100. He produces decent return. Not great, but decent. But $3,100 is not bad. Chad Pinder versus Estrada is $2,800. Second base shortstop eligible. Yolmer Sanchez, 27 versus Archer as a punt if you need it. Josh Rutledge versus Tanaka. He's second base, third base. He's 25. He's not playing great, but it's a punt with some little bit of upside. I'm not going to say a ton of upside, but a little bit of upside. But there's some other punts I'd probably pay up for before him. Third base, Nolan Arenado in Coors, 5,400. Yeah. Jacob Lamb against a righty at home for $5,100. I know we love Lamet, but that is Jacob Lamb at home versus righty is the perfect storm. So $5,100. Josh Donaldson, $4,700, just continues to rake since returning from the DL. Eduardo Nunez is on fire right now. $4,700 went deep last night. He's third base outfield eligible. Don't sleep on Nunez in another good spot tonight. We told you Anderson's got reverse splits, gets hit really hard by righties, better against lefties. So Nunez in play. Miguel Sano, 47 versus Paxton. Jose Ramirez, 47 and Coors like that. You got Chris Bryant. I told you about his balmy hit. He's facing Chris Locke at 4,600. Or not Chris Locke, Jeff Locke. 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. And he's the 8th third baseman on the board. That is a great price tag. Manny Machado's heating up. He's 46 versus Nova. Rendon's home run last night, swinging it really, really well, 43. Moustakas, 42 versus Paulino. Good-looking play. Okay, when you get down the list, Joey Gallo versus DeGrom at 4,200. He could strike out 5 times tonight, but that with that wind blowing out to right, at that hot weather where the ball's going to fly, Joey Gallo at $4,200 is on definite dong patrol. Just throwing it out there. If anybody can just pop one up and fly it out in that weather, it's Joey Gallo. Eugenio Suarez, 4K versus Waino's a nice looking play. Jericho's in a funk, but he's 4K versus Adelman's not a bad GPP play. The Cardinals as a whole are a funk. They either go off, or they. If you can tell me how the Cardinals' offense works, I'll listen. Evan Longoria, 3,900 versus a lefty is a very good play. We like Longo versus lefties. I know Quintana's a really good lefty, but he's struggled quite a bit this year. I mentioned Wilmer Flores already. I got Bregman at $3,700. Ryan Schimpf, 37 versus the lefty part kind of sucks. Castellanos, 36. Price tag going up, still in play. Seager, 36. Don't worry about lefty. Seager versus Santiago. Those both are in play at 36. Good upside at that price tag at $3,600. Mikel Franco, 34 versus Garcia in Atlanta is a nice looking sneaky play. I know he hasn't had the best year, but he's getting it going once in a while. as you go down your third base list, you're running out of options. Now, Ryu Ruiz, $2,800 versus Nola. We always love him as a punt play if he's in the lineup. Definitely a play at home against Nola, so don't sleep on that one. Let's head over to the shortstop position. We got Carlos Correa at 55, yes. Lindor, 51, and Coors, yes. Both phenomenal plays. Andrus, 49. Trey Turner, 49. Both swinging it very well. Cozart, 48 versus Wayno is a solid play. Story versus Clevenger's 48. Bogart's 47. B-Craw at 42. That price tag has ballooned. Remember when he was $3,100 like 4 days ago, 5 days ago? Still a great play versus Anderson at 42, but we've lost a tremendous amount of value there. Didi Gregorius, 38. He hits lefties extremely well, so don't sleep on that. He faces Pomeranz. Asdrubal Cabrera, 38, is in play. Anderton Simmons versus the lefty Norris at 35 is definitely in play. Tim Beckham for the Rays against Quintana at 35 is in play. Taylor Motter, second base shortstop at 35 versus Santiago is in play. All good options. I mentioned Sogard at 33 is a nice punt. Addison Russell, 32 versus Locke. He's struggling, but there's some value and some upside there for $3,200. Dansby Swanson, 31, is in play. I believe he's a switch hitter. Jorge Polanco. Yep, Jorge Polanco switch hitting. 3K versus Paxton. If you're fading Paxton or you're not using him in that lineup and you want a one-off, there's upside at 3K. JT Riddle, our boy, is 2,500 tonight. A guy I forgot to mention to you yesterday, and I used him on Sunday. There he is. He's second base shortstop eligible. He's only $2,100 tonight if he's in the lineup. He's been swinging it well the last few games. He's really not, like, going to be great. At least we don't know about it yet. But Johan Camargo of the Braves, he had another big game last night. A couple hits, a double, and a triple. I used him on Sunday when he was 1-for-4 with 3 runs scored and a double and a walk. So back-to-back 15- and 17-point games, he's $2,100. He's the definition of an ultimate punt. He's basically the lowest price on the board. If he does something, you're doing backflips. If he doesn't, you move on. So Camargo, if he's in the lineup for Atlanta against Nola, a little bit of upside there for $2,100. Head on to the outfield, George Springer at 5,600 versus Chunis. He's on fire. Charlie Blackman in Coors versus Clevenger at 56 is near auto play if you can afford it. Aaron Judge, 54 versus Pomeranz, very nice play. Harper, 54 versus McCarthy is a very solid play. JD Martinez, my man. He's 5,300 versus Chavez. I don't care if it's lefty or righty anymore. JD is just on fire. On fire. Conforto, 5,100 versus G is criminal. Matt Kemp, 5K versus Nolan. All those 5,000 guys are great plays. Stanton, Eric Thames. You got Nelly Cruz versus a lefty at $4,900. Beautiful play. Beautiful play. Brantley and Coors at 4,900 is in play. Domingo Santana, 48 versus Kane. Justin Upton's up to $4,700. Damn, I miss those days of him in the threes. Upton, 47 versus Chavez, is in play still. He's been crushing it. Beltran's on fire right now. He's 47 versus Junis. His price tag continues to rise. Aaron Hicks is a switch hitter versus Pomeranz at $4,700. Don't sleep on him. Everyone's going to see these high price tags. Like Hicks and Nunez, Eduardo Nunez, he's, I already said he's third base outfield eligible. They're both $4,700. People are going to go fly right past him. So you go Justin Upton, Carlos Beltran, and people go, Aaron Hicks? Eduardo Nunez? Why? Ownership will be low if you want to roll those dice. Ender Inciarte, $4,700. Another good one that will be low owned. You got the Trumbaum at 46. Betts at 46. Cedic at 46. He's hitting lefties very well this year, so don't completely run away there. I mentioned Jay Bruce at 46. Parra, swinging it well. He's in Coors at $4,600. Jackie Bradley Jr., 45. Kiermaier hits lefties okay, too. He's 45. Adam Duvall, 45 versus Wayno. Not bad. Duvall always got that home run upside. Adam Jones, swinging it well. He's 4,400. Got Ozuna, 43. Adam Frazier, they took away his second base eligibility. I was wondering where he was. He's outfield only now. He's $4,300. Steven Souza Jr., he actually has righties better than lefties, but his lefties just fine. He's $4,300. Good play there. He's been on fire. Mentioned Belt at 43. Bradley Zimmer, 43, and Coors. He's got that power potential and that speed even because that big outfield, he can find gaps and get you easy doubles and triples if he hits the ball. We know he strikes out a ton. But Zimmer, a nice piece of Coors for a reasonable price of $4,300. Don't sleep on Bradley. You got Josh Reddick, 4,200. Steven Piscotty, 4,200. Piscotty's going to get it going here. He might be getting it going as we speak. He's looked good his last few plate appearances, last few games. Billy Hamilton, 42 versus Waino. Benintendi, 4,100, coming off his double dong on Sunday. Hernan Perez, 41. Denard Spann's up to 4,100 bucks. The Giants are priced up today, folks, against Chase Anderson. Nomar Mazara and Senzu Chu, both 4,100 versus DeGrom are in play. Max Kepler, 41. Tommy Pham swinging it really well. Really well. Lefties or righties. In Great American Small Park, he's 4,100 bucks. He's a good-looking play there. As we go down the list, the Schwarber. Christian Yelich, 4K. Joey Bats is only 4K. I like those. Hunter Pence, first game back from the DL yesterday, didn't do too much. He's 4K tonight. I got to see a little more from him, but you know there's always upside with Pence. David Peralta at home versus Variety, 4K is in action. Mentioned Matt Adams at 4K. I like that. Keon Broxton, 3,900 versus Kane. Nice value there. K with the Chris Davis at 38 has some value. Cargo, what? How'd they price this one wrong? I thought I saw him up top. Cargo's only 3,800 bucks in Coors against Clevenger. My God. So first Dozier. I'm writing down these things. Dozier, now Cargo. These are just criminal prices. Just throwing that out there. Wow. Cargo, 3,800 bucks in Coors. He should be like 80% owned, if not more. That is, even if he goes over, just that price tag in Coors is beyond ridiculous. Cole Calhoun is swinging it well. He's 37. Jorge Bonifacio, I've been loving him. He hits righties really well. He went yard last night. He's in play again against Paulino and the Astros bullpen at 3,700 bucks. Very much in play. Always low owned. Seth Smith, 3,700 bucks, leading off for Baltimore. Avisel Garcia, 37. Benny Zobrist, 36. He's a switch hitter. It's lefties very well. You got Odubel Herrera on fire, facing the lefty Garcia. Garcia's doing pretty well against lefties this year. Talk about a price bump. He's been below 3K. He was 29 last night. He's up to 3,600 bucks after his banana-like last three games. Not as much as an auto play tonight against Jaime, but I still like him a ton. I'd rather have Howie Kendrick at 3,600. He crushes lefties, been hitting them very well since his return from the DL, to, besides career, on Sunday against Matt Moore, 1-for-3 with a double, 11 points. He had 6 points on Friday night against Block. He's like the only one that got the block. Hits lefties really, really well, 3,600 bucks. Will be low-owned. Matt Joyce, 3,500. Ben Gamble, 35. Robbie Grossman, 35. Both against lefties, though, so be careful there. As we get towards the bottom of our outfield list, Hunter Renfro is only 3,400 bucks against Robbie Ray. I know Ray's big strikeouts, but everything I told you, Renfro is on fire. Sneaky good upside. Aaron Altherr went deep last night. He's only 3,400 bucks versus the lefty Jaime Garcia. That is, I want to say, bad pricing as well. Not as bad as those other ones, but the upside with Altherr against Garcia at 3,400 is pretty bad. Keep an eye on that one. Yeah, Luis Garcia leading off for the White Sox at 33 for fading Archer. As we go down the list, down. Colby Rasmus, 3,200 versus the lefty, is sketchy but not bad. Heredia of Seattle versus the lefty Santiago at 3,200 bucks, nice value right there. Just swinging it better of late, especially against left-handed pitching. So keep an eye on Heredia at 32, good value there. Ozuna of Pittsburgh gets righties pretty well. He's 3,100 if he's in the lineup. Pilar, 3,100 for Toronto against Hahn. That is just too cheap for Kevin Pilar. DraftKings just, you know, disrespects Pilar. I know he's slumping right now, but he's been having a great season. He's priced with Daniel Descalso. Just put that in mind. Nick Markakis, 31 versus Nola, has some nice upside, batting third in that lineup. Zico Carrera, if you want to punt at 3Ks there. You got Sierra, I believe, is still back up with St. Louis. He's only 3K if you want to punt play. If he's in the lineup versus Adelman, it's not a bad punt play with some upside. Byron Buxton versus the lefty Paxton, 2,900 bucks. Wouldn't run to play that play, but sneaky upside play. And we're running out of stuff here. Michael Saunders, 2,800 bucks. He hits lefties extremely well. So some value home run upside against Jaime Garcia with Michael Saunders at 2,800 bucks. It's not a bad play if you need a complete punt. If you're paying way high for pitching and you're not punting elsewhere, that is an option. So there are your outfielders, your hitters, your 15-game slate. Let's wrap it up again. Recap your pitching. You got Scherzer, 13,000 at the Dodgers. Ray, very risky, 11-9 versus San Diego. Archer, 10-6 versus the White Sox. Estrada, 92 at Oakland. Arrieta, 9,000 versus Miami. Paxton, 88 versus Minnesota. Anderson, 79 versus the Giants. Paulino, 62 at Kansas City. Gausman, 69 versus Pittsburgh. And Norris, 67 versus the Halos. You got stacking. Astros are always in play. The way they're hitting the ball, it's just crazy. They're facing the youngster Junis, who's pitched well in the minors. But, you know, Astros, 352 team Woba, 195 ISO versus righties, you know, definitely in play. Cubs versus Locke. Don't be afraid of the Rizzo lefty-lefty, but Chris Bryant's a great play. You can build around that. Indians and Coors versus Sensatella. Lefties hitting 310, righties 290, but the Indians are definitely in play. Rockies versus Clevenger. Lefties hitting 257, righties 364 off Clevenger. I don't care about that 257 average. Cargo at $3,800 is stupid. You could put Arenado, Blackman, and Cargo as a three-man Coors stack and be very affordable for once. That is just dumb. Thank you, DraftKings. You're welcome. Diamondbacks versus Lamet. Lefties hitting 397, righties 211. Small sample versus Lamet, but that lefties 397, Jake Lamb and Coors versus righties, yes. Peralta, always Goldie. Good options there. Tigers versus Jesse Chavez, I love. Team total 479. Lefties hitting 334, righties 331. They're swinging some hot sticks. I build around JD. Start with JD and go from there. Yeah, Mets versus Dylan G is going to be phenomenal. 473 team total. Lefties 349, righties 341. They're all priced up. They all lots of lefties to crush on Dylan G. But don't sleep on Flores. He's been hitting the ball really well lately. That wind's going to be hot. Good hitters weather there in Texas. Wind blowing out. Brewers versus Kane. Lefties hitting 366, righties 343. Brew Crew could be in play. Broxton and Santana from the right side are sneaky, so don't sleep on that. Got Sogard leading off for some values. Options there. Orioles versus Nova, Cardinals versus Adelman are in play. As always, you could go Yankees versus Palm just because the Yankees are hot, hot, hot. Seattle versus Hector Santiago, I like a ton at 458 total. Lefties hitting 395, righties 315. Worst barrel FIP in baseball in the last month, almost getting barrel 10% of the time. Nelly Cruz versus a lefty and go from there. Don't be worried about Seager or Cano versus a lefty either. But some really good options there, some value that I mentioned as well. But overall, good stuff. Reds versus Waino's in play. Lefties hitting 354 off Waino. I wish Schebler's a day-to-day thing right now, but you got Billy Hamilton, Votto. And then I'd still go with some of the righties hitting 317 off of them, so don't be scared there. Giants righties versus Chase Anderson, Eduardo Nunez, Posey, those guys. And the list goes on. Those are some of the top options. Braves versus Nola is sneaky, very sneaky. Did I mention Philly? Phillies versus Jaime, both sneaky. So keep an eye on those as well. So some really good options. Loaded 15-game slate. Good luck to y'all. Hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrip with any of your questions. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. DFS Golf Gods will have his PGA preview out later today, as always. But good luck on today's slate. And this was your MLB DFS Quick Hits, June 6th edition. I'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.